Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it is Friday. You have made it, my friend. We're almost at the end of May, and we're headed into the summer. If you're like me, you've got graduates this weekend and a lot going on in your life, and then Memorial Day, and then all of a sudden, we are into full-fledged summer. I want to encourage you to stick with these weekday podcasts all through the summer. They'll help keep you connected when you're on the road and give you an opportunity to be a part of what God's doing at Sugar Hill Church and beyond all summer long. So make sure you stay connected. And then remember, you can watch every service live when you go online to live.sugarhill.church, or just open the app and click on the live feed button. And every time we have a service, you can watch it live, or you can go on the app or online and find the button for replay, pick the Sunday, and watch it at your leisure. So stay connected with us and make sure that you're a part of all that's going on at Sugar Hill Church this summer. Today, let's talk about this thought. Wherever you go, really? Think about it. Wherever you go, really? Here's what the scripture says in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. It says, so wherever you go, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do everything I've commanded you. And remember that I'm with you until the end of time. So wherever you go, make disciples of all nations. You see, this portion of scripture really pops at me, and especially today in preparing to share this with you. Wherever you go could mean the grocery store, next door at a neighbor's home, the bank, the mall. I mean, I find it interesting that we have in our society a willingness to send a certain number of people to Kenya or to Haiti or to Guatemala or to Cuba, and yet in our community, there are massive needs that only the Lord God can meet in our neighbors, literally next door. Jesus made it plain that wherever we go, we should take the good news of a relationship with him, the gospel, the fact that he came to this world so that we could be in right relationship with God, the creator, and that we might be able to live with him, even though we're messed up people. And he even makes the promise that while we're still messed up, he comes to us. He meets us where we're at. Jesus makes it plain wherever we go, that message of the gospel should go with us. We should be willing to share his love with those we encounter on a daily basis. Now, you know what? I've grown up in an evangelical home, and I've heard for years the concept of, well, you know, this is kind of a soft gospel when you help people with food or when you're helping them with a social need, not sharing the gospel. I hear that and want to throw up. I think if we were to act more like Jesus on a daily basis, we would have zero problem helping hungry people. We would have zero problem loving people with great challenge in their life. The question is, are we willing to step out of our comfort zone to make disciples? Now, most of the church goes into a panic state when the word evangelize is mentioned. I mean, normally a picture comes to mind of passing out tracts or witnessing door to door, but what about just letting our lives be a witness? I promise you, everything you do in life is teaching somebody something. What if we were to act more like Jesus instead of talking how others ought to act more like Jesus? What if we did that? I mean, what about letting our lives be our story of Christ? What about paying for the other person's lunch in line after you? What about meeting the needs of a single mom that's struggling to feed her family? We could come up with thousands of those, couldn't we? In each of these situations, it would break the fallow ground of the hearts so they would be receptive to the gospel. What if we were to just be kind? I mean, think about that. The book of Romans says that when we express kindness because of God's kindness to us, he will lead us to repentance and lead us into a loving relationship with him. There's a reason to be kind. If you missed it, last Sunday's podcast, where it's our sermon from Sunday, talks about this concept of being kind. Our lives ought to be a living testimony of kindness because of the presence of Christ in our life. Folks should see our works and know they're good and then glorify God because of what he's done in us and through us and for us. So as you go about your day-to-day life, be sensitive to the Spirit of God's prompting and reach out to those around you. He's not willing that any of them should perish, but they would all come to life eternal with him. Now, let me just stop and say, I hear this question more than anything else in my role as a pastor. What I hear people ask me is, well, how do I know that I can hear from God? I'm having a hard time hearing from God. Well, let me give you a couple of thoughts. Number one, I have determined that if you would be willing to spend about 5 to 15 minutes reading the New Testament, beginning in the Gospels, if you'd have a willing to read through that, I'll promise you, if you have a willing heart, God will speak to your heart through the reading of Scripture. But also, I think you have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to leave one ear open every day to hear from you. I'm going to leave this ear attuned to you. But now when he prompts you, when he speaks to you, if you choose to not act on it, I can guarantee you the rest of it, and this is what it'll look like. If you act on his prompting, if you act on his call in your life, if you act on him nudging your heart to be kind somewhere, when you act on it, his voice will get even clearer. And if you don't, and if you put it behind you, his voice will be more distant. You get to choose those two things. My friend, I look forward to seeing you Sunday. We're going to have a great weekend at Sugar Hill Church. And make sure you share these by using the link below you on the app or online to share with Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And you can even copy a link and use it any way you like. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.